Hi, this is co-curator Brendan Kane, here to tell you a little about the fascinating English-Irish connections revealed by this copy of The Countess of Pembroke's Arcadia, typically referred to simply as The Arcadia. Let's start with the printed book itself. Penned by the English literary giant and Protestant hero Sir Philip Sidney, this pastoral romance was one of the great works of the English Renaissance. As you see at the bottom of the title page, it was printed in Dublin in 1621 and is the earliest known copy of fiction published in Ireland. The Irish capital was thus well connected with the literary fashions of the day, and from this date forward did not have to rely on imports from London, but would support an active publishing trade of its own. The Irish connections continue as we consider its author. Sidney was the son of Sir Henry Sidney, Lord Deputy of Ireland under Elizabeth I. Philip himself spent time in Ireland and was considered a candidate for the deputyship. Finally, and perhaps of greatest interest here, is the book's ownership. Just below the title, you will see the signature of one Sylvester Kennedy and the date 1625. We have precious few details on the libraries of Gaelic Irish, which makes this artifact exceedingly rare and valuable. Sylvester was most likely a student at Trinity College at the time, which would suggest he was Protestant. The book seemingly passed on as an album among members of the family, which we can surmise from the presence of two other signatures from family members, Mary and Robert, the identities of whom, however, are unclear. There was a Dublin alderman in the period named Robert Kennedy, who, in spite of his political power and status, was imprisoned more than once for his Catholicism. Perhaps it was this Robert who signed the book? At this point, you are probably asking, are these Kennedys connected to our Kennedys? Unfortunately, I can't answer that. The family who owned this book is thought to have come from the Gaelic Icneita in either County Wicklow or County Tipperary. Whatever their origin, they emerged as one of the most powerful and wealthy families in Dublin at the time, educated at the best schools, active in politics, and of both religious confessions, Protestant and Catholic. Whether our Kennedy dynasty descended from this one or not, the parallels between them are certainly striking.